Detroit Red Wing hockey comes your way tomorrow afternoon. Join Ken Cal and Paul Wood starting at 5:10 tomorrow afternoon as the Red Wings take on the Senators in Ottawa, followed by the New York Giants-Washington Redskins football game. It's pro hockey and pro football tomorrow starting at 5:10 right here on 1450 WHTC. All right, both teams are finally loosened up. Zealand West will kick off. They are adorning their home green jerseys, Kelly green jerseys with gold numerals, white pants and plain green helmets. No stickers, no paraphernalia to distinguish any of the players on that one. For the DeWitt Panthers, they are on their road white uniforms with navy blue pants, navy blue numerals outlined in or yellow or maize. Blue helmets with the Panther logo, a distinctive Panther logo, nothing that is taking of any other professional football team that's called Panthers, i.e. out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and a yellow stripe down the middle of the helmet. So, as we get the second half underway, give you the action once again. Here's Greg Chandler.
Thank you, Gary Stevens. Alec Lundin tees up the football. Ducks will work right to left across your radio dial in the second half. Ruby is back deep along with Trevino standing inside the five-yard line of DeWitt awaiting the kickoff. Big possession to start the second half for the Panthers. Lundin approaches the ball. We are underway the final 24 minutes of the 2013 season. The kick into the end zone is into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback. So Jacob Johnson will come out to lead the DeWitt Panthers from their 20-yard line. The junior quarterback in the first half, 8 of 14 for 132 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He'll have Ben Heinrich lined up as the running back. Heinrich had 45 yards rushing in the first half. And this is a big possession for Rob Zimmerman. They want to try to put together a drive and get on the board to cut into that Zealand West lead. They will come immediately to the line of scrimmage out of the sideline huddle. Out over the football is Joshua Viegas Murphy, a 245-pound junior. He's the center. Big offensive line. They average about 240 pounds a guy. Johnson's in the gun. He's got Heinrich lined up to his right. Single receiver on the left. Twins to the right. Van in motion. And they fake the inside reverse to give it to Heinrich up the middle. He's out to the 22, maybe the 23-yard line before Smith Stambudarov and Trent Kujawa wrap him up.
Conservative call on that one. The first play from scrimmage should have started the second half. No, I didn't expect the DeWitt Panthers to come out throwing down the field, but more of a safe play than anything else. Try to gradually rebuild momentum, and that certainly was the cause on that particular play.
Second and seven, DeWitt from the 23. Johnson in the gun. Johnson to throw. Throws a slant pattern. It's caught at the 29 by Borden. He'll have a first down up to the 31.
That's almost an indefensible pass because it was just a strict timing pattern. One, two, three. It's almost like a dance step, and Border was able to get in front of the defender. Again, that's an indefensible pass. The only way that pass doesn't get complete is if the quarterback doesn't throw it right or the receiver has, let's just say, flappy hands.
Front four for the Ducks, Zach Van Valkenburg and Mason Van Eyck are the ends. Jordan Van Dort and Smith Stambudarov the tackles. First and 10, DeWitt from its 31. Johnson rolls out to his right. Gets some pressure from Hessian. And Johnson was going to take it upfield. He's to the 30, and he'll be chased out of bounds by Kujawa at about the 32.
Cole Hessian really broke up that entire play. Yes, he did not get the sack back at the 20, and it turns out to be a one-yard gain. But basically, Johnson was more concerned about getting away from Hessian than looking for any receivers downfield.
Well, they occasionally run that corner blitz with Cole, and I've seen a couple of instances this season where Cole's been able to get a sack on that corner blitz. Second and 9 for DeWitt from the 32-yard line of the Panthers. Two receivers left, single receiver right. This time, two running backs in the backfield, one on either side of the quarterback, Johnson. Johnson takes, back to throw, swings it out of the backfield. It is caught at the 30, up to the 35, out to the 40, and with a first down is Nate Trevino, the wide receiver. And it is going to be a first down at the 41 of DeWitt.
Two solid first downs right now for the Panthers. They were able to create something with the slant pass and then the pass on the left side again. DeWitt needs to build on this. They need to put the ball in the end zone on this particular drive.
Johnson hands it off to Heinrich. Heinrich's up the middle. He's to the 44, the 45, and out to the 46 before Hessian wraps him up. Kujawa and Van Eyck were also there as well. So a gain of 5 for Heinrich. Well, DeWitt has run the ball fairly well in this ball game. Heinrichs is a good running back, a good solid runner between the tackles.
The offensive line needs to establish some control of the line of scrimmage. This drive so far they have.
Second and 5, DeWitt from the 46. Johnson takes, back to throw. Johnson rolls to his right, throws, and is it intercepted?
Yes, sir.
It is intercepted. Jason Tran with the pick at the Ducks 47, turnover number 3 for the Ducks defense tonight.
That's simply a case of one player wanting it more than the other, as Jason Tran just stepped right in front of the receiver, got a hand on it, then got the other hand on it, and he out-wrestled. He basically out-wrestled Justice Schenkel for the ball.
The ball was thrown a little bit behind Schenkel. I believe for Tran, that is his first interception of the season.
What a play. What a turnaround for Zealand West. They're leading 28-7, 10-18 to go in the third quarter, and they get their third takeaway.
Ducks. Casey brings the quarterback. The give is to Danny Bowder, and he got maybe a yard before being taken down by the middle of that defensive line for the Panthers. Zach Deke, who was shaken up earlier in the ball game in at linebacker, he was the first guy to the football. It'll give him a yard to the 49.
We mentioned before during the halftime break, Greg, about how DeWitt needs to force Zealand to go 3 and out or get a takeaway. The urgency of that has been heightened with that turnover.
Casey Brinks brings him up, looks at a 5-man DeWitt front. Brinks takes, gives to Hessian. Call into DeWitt territory, fights his way down to the 45 and maybe the 44 before being taken down. And getting off the bottom of the pile is John Michael Moody, the 205-pound senior linebacker for the Panthers.
Now let's see whether or not John Shillito will be a riverboat gambler. The Ducks can keep them from having to make a decision such as that if they can convert this third down chance. However, if they don't, does Shillito go for it on fourth down from just the other side of midfield?
He'll go for it. I mean, studying them the way they have this year, there's no doubt they'll go for it if they come up short here. The give is to Hessian over the right side, and Cole got maybe a yard, but Hessian won't go down, and they finally wrestle him down. He's going to be short of the first down at about the 44, but it took about 3 DeWitt tacklers to finally bring him down.
Second, third efforts for Cole Hessian on that particular play, but now, yep, John Shillito, and you mentioned it, Greg, he will not bring the punting unit in. He's going to go for it on fourth down and 1. He wants to take advantage of the momentum created by the takeaway, the interception by Jason Tran. Let's see if he can do it.
Fourth and a yard from the DeWitt 44, 8:25 to go in the third, 28-7 Zealand West. Brinks under center. Casey takes. He's going to keep it himself, and I don't know. I don't think he got it. It's going to depend on the spot, but the way it looks right now, I don't think he got it.
No, I don't think so either. It'd be the second time that the DeWitt has stopped Zealand West. The officials will spot the ball. They may bring the chains over. In fact, that's exactly what referee Mike Wynn is going to do, is bring the chains over, but it's going to be maybe a half-yard shot.
Yeah, the ball is marked between the 43 and the 44. The first down marker is at the 43, so I think this is going to be DeWitt football.
But
great job by the middle of that DeWitt line that time.
But that's, again, 2 fourth downs holds. That's been the only way that Zealand West has been stopped so far tonight.
So the Panthers get a stop, and they'll get the football with 8:14 to go in the third, but they're still staring at a 21-point deficit.
They dodged a bullet. They being DeWitt dodged a bullet. The Tran interception does not hurt them, and they forced a 3, basically a 4 and out for DeWitt. Now, can they build upon it? Can they build upon some of the momentum they had in that opening drive in the second quarter? And they're down 28-7 with 8:14 to go in the third.
Two receivers to the right, single receiver left. This time, 2 running backs in the backfield, 1 on either side of Jacob Johnson, who's in the gun 5 yards behind center. The give is to Heinrichs around left end. He makes one man miss out, cuts back to his left. He's got a convoy. Ruby down the sideline. He's to the 40, the 30. They're not going to get him. Touchdown to Witt. It looked like the Ducks had Christopher Ruby wrapped up in the backfield. He escaped. He cut back to his left and broke contain. And one play after forcing a turnover on downs, the Panthers strike.
The DeWitt Panthers needed that touchdown, needed it in the worst way, and they got it in the best way possible. First play after reclaiming possession. Good effort by the Ducks. Zach Van Valkenburg had his arm around him, but the momentum of Van Valkenburg, he could not wrap up the tackle. And away they went.
Cameron West on for the conversion out of the hole of Shankle. The kick on the way, it's blocked. Grant Postma broke through that time and diving in front of the kicker smothered the kick.
So, with 8:02 to go in the third quarter, it's Zeeland West 28 and DeWitt 13. Let's take a 60-second timeout, please. You're listening to the State High School Football Championships on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, and WHTC.com.
A 56-yard, one-play drive for DeWitt, and a spectacular run by Chris Ruby. A 56-yard run for the score pulls DeWitt to within two scores at 28-13 with 8:02 to play in the third. And let's see what happens here on this kickoff. The Ducks have been vulnerable to the pooch kick during on occasion this season. Let's see what they do here. And it looks like the Ducks are expecting either some type of either an onside kick or a pooch kick. There is nobody standing between the 35 and the 5-yard line of the Ducks. They're expecting something to come from DeWitt.
Well, could you put it into that dead man zone there, Greg?
We've seen that the Ducks have been vulnerable this year to that pooch kick. West gets ready to approach the football. He's going to send it deep, and this is going to be a touchback. 5 yards deep. Nice boot that time by West, and the Ducks will get it at their 20 following the touchback.
A very important drive. 8:02 to go in the third quarter, and it's a 28-13 lead. It's still a two-score. It's now a two-score game, even with the missed extra point. And DeWitt needs to keep there no further. Zeeland gets another score, especially if it's a time-consuming drive.
Exactly.
And the Ducks really could put the proverbial hammer on this game.
Yeah, if I think what John Shillitoe would like here is maybe about a 5 or 6 minute drive that ends in a touchdown. Let's see what they do here. Brings with it first and 10 at the 20. They give us to Hessian around right end and Cole's out to the 25, out to the 27.
The wing tee offense is made sometimes for a nice long scoring drive.
Absolutely. On the stop that time was Zach Deek for a good pulling guard move that time by the guard Cameron Butts, and we do have an injured DeWitt player.
Cramped, it looks like, in this situation right here. So our referee for tonight's game and man that has the whistle is Mike Wynn. He has called a stoppage to the game. And why do people like Mike Wynn and the rest of his crew? The umpire is Todd Dunlap, the line judge Bob Williams, the line judge is Dave Bumgart, and the back judge is Sean Williams. Why do they officiate? Well, some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. And some, Greg, just got sick and tired of complaining about officials and did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the MSHAA website at MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. And you really, and Greg, you really don't have to have, quote-unquote, experience to be an official.
Absolutely not.
They're not going to throw you into Ford Field in your first game as a referee.
No. And the important thing is they need officials in every sport. And there's a lot of sports where there really is a lack of officials. So, I mean, if you have any interest at all getting into officiating, absolutely check out MHSAA.com. Ducks with it second and three for the 27. John Michael Moody able to walk off under his own power after being injured. Cole Eschen with a carry, and he's going to have a first down out over the 30 to the 31.
And he'll get by with a little help from his friends. I think. Was it Ashford?
Ashford, I think, was leading the blocking there. But Marcus Lambert gave him a good block as well on that play.
And I say a little help from the friends to sort of push the running back a little further ahead and to get him that first down.
So the Ducks pick up a first down. They have it at their 31, clock running, 7:10 to go in the third, 28-13, Zeeland West in the lead in this Division III state championship game. Straight tee the formation, two tight ends in the balance line. Brinks looks over a five-man DeWitt front. The ball popped loose, and
DeWitt says they got the football.
And then,
one of the DeWitt players runs to the referee, Mike Quinn.
And DeWitt got the recovery.
Now, the question here is...
It sure looked like one of the nose guard looked like he may have jumped into the neutral zone. There is no flag, though, and it is going to be DeWitt football. And for the first time tonight, the Ducks turn the football over at their inside their 30.
Let's see. It was just simply a botched snap. Brinks may have pulled away from center just a step too soon. And Cameron Clemenson, the 6'2", 225-pound senior, gets the fumble recovery.
And the DeWitt fans across the way from us making noise, and they've got a chance to get back in this ball game with under 7 minutes to play in the third. Johnson is back to throw with time. He's going to air it out for the end zone. He's got a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown. Joshua Borda got behind the secondary, and for the second straight possession, it's 1-6 for DeWitt.
That's Oakland Raider football, Greg. The Raiders made a living out of capitalizing on turnovers and going for the jugular on the next play, and that's exactly what it is. Straight fly pattern up the middle. Defenders were looking into the backfield and not looking behind them.
And for Jacob Johnson, that is his 30th touchdown pass of the season. Extra point upcoming. They blocked the last one, and this one is through. So it's a one-score ball game now, Gary. With 6:50 to go in the third, the DeWitt Panthers have come storming back. It is now Zeeland West 28 and DeWitt 20.
Now it's questions being asked of the Zeeland West Ducks. They have been asking the questions through the first half. But now DeWitt has come back with asking the questions here. Reminder, we have high school football ending tonight, but high school basketball begins on Tuesday, December the 10th. Join Greg Chandler from the Dutch Dome as he'll bring you the game between the West Ottawa Panthers and the Holland Dutch. Boys basketball at 7:10 p.m. here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. I'll be at Saugatuck High School for the start of the Saugatuck coverage on our FM station 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com on Tuesday, December the 10th, as Kevin Tringali's Lady Indians take on the visiting Martin Clippers in a Southwest Athletic Conference game. It's high school basketball beginning on Tuesday, December 10th on 1450 WHTC and our FM station 92.7 The Band.
Cameron West gets ready to kick off for DeWitt, and the Ducks are expecting either an onside or a pooch kick here. You got nine guys in between midfield and the 35-yard line. Here's the kick. It is away, and it's going to go into the end zone, and it'll be another touchback. So the Ducks will get it first and 10 at the 20-yard line, and for the first time tonight, the momentum is wearing a blue and gold jersey into the DeWitt Panthers as they have scored twice here in this third quarter.
And they've done so by stopping Zeeland West on three and out, four and out as it turned out to be, and getting a takeaway. The two things that we mentioned at the half DeWitt needed to do defensively, they've done it.
Now let's see how the Ducks respond here. First and 10, they have it at their 20.
A good 80-yard, six-minute drive would do wonders for the Ducks.
It is loud in here at Ford Field. Casey Brink steps in under center, and this time the nose guard jumped into the neutral zone, and they flag it.
It'll be our first penalty of the night.
It will be our first penalty of the ball game, so it'll be first and 5. So the nose guard is lined up right on the nose of A.J. Tinholt, the center. I believe that's Tyler Madar, the 226-pound defensive lineman. He's been one of their defensive leaders all season. It'll be first and 5 after the mark-off at the 25 of the Ducks. Straight T is the formation. This time they've got Brandon Martinez lined up on Tinholt's nose. The give on the left side, and getting very little yardage is Danny Bowder. And right now, DeWitt is fired up.
And this is where the defensive line, which should have an advantage for a man for DeWitt, needs to impose its will on the Zealand West wing T. Not only that, they need to make sure they have contain. Keep the running backs from not bouncing a play out to the outside.
That was Dakota Gurink on that last carry. He got out to the 27, second and three. The give is up the middle to Postma, and Postma got maybe a yard. But again, the Panthers swarming to the football. They'll put it at the 28. It's going to be third and two for Zealand West, and they got to pick up a first down here, Gary, I think.
Yeah. If they get the first down, the way that DeWitt's defense is acting right now, play action pass. They would be liable for one.
Yeah, they got 11 guys that are all within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Brink hands it off to Bowder around left end. Danny's to the 30. He's got a first down out to the 35. Power sweep to the left, and Bowder picks up the first.
Imposing of one's will. That's exactly what happened on that run by Bowder. Just around the left end. Danny Bowder now 5 carries. 100 and I would say maybe 15 yards. We haven't got the... Yeah, 5 carries for Bowder. He's got that 80-yard touchdown run with a 28-20 lead for DeWitt with 5:17 to go in the third quarter. But, Greg, very big first down. Let's see if they loosen up the DeWitt defense here.
First and 10, Ducks from their 35. They give to Hessian around the right side. Cole cuts it back. He's to the 40. He's to the 44, and he's going to be just short of a first down. He went to the outside and then cut back to his left and was able to pick up about 9. And, no, they're going to signal first down.
Yeah, good run there. Adam McCarthy did the right thing on that play. He forced the runner to cut back inside, didn't allow him to get in. But a great block by Zealand West's Grant Postma on McCarthy enabled the first down to be played, and we got an injured player on the field. And again, it's a cramping situation when by DeWitt. We've seen it. You and I saw it 2 years ago with
yep.
Marine City and Zealand West.
Right.
I've seen it with the 2 games I've done here, one with Nick Weber, the Holland Christian Championship game, and the Saugatuck loss against Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. This late in the season, you've got to watch your hydration. A lot of these crampings are done because the players aren't getting enough water and their legs are cramping up at the wrong time.
Yeah,
it's not hard, but you got to keep the fluids going.
Yeah, Ben Zamar able to jog off under his own power. And one of the things I've noticed is Zealand West has not had any of their players have that problem. It's been all of the WIT guys that we've seen, you know, have the cramping issues. First and 10, Ducks. They have it at their 45, under 5 minutes to play in the third, 28-20. The Ducks were up 28-7 at the half, but DeWitt has come back big here in the third. Brinks is under center, looks at a five-man DeWitt front. The give is, actually, it's...
up the middle.
Has Postma with it, and he gets into DeWitt territory before being wrestled back. He gets down to about the 49, and that was Madar along with Josh Hanna on the stop.
Again, we're seeing 8 in the box, maybe 9 in the box at times defensively for DeWitt, Greg Chandler. Zealand West is maybe softening up the Panthers for the play-action pass.
Right.
And a quick play-action, a slant, a timing pattern, something that DeWitt can't react quickly to.
Second and 4, Ducks from the 49. They give to Hessian around the right side. Cole gets down to the 45. Cole Hessian still going. He's got a first down near the 40. He carried the defensive back, Zamara, the last 6 yards, and picked up the first down.
Cole Hessian, you mentioned him a little bit earlier. He was here 2 years ago when Zealand West won the championship against Marine City. He knows the situation right now, and he knows what is needed. Experience, you cannot beat it.
Absolutely, and that is a difference. That is an edge that Zealand West has in this ball game. Their seniors were here in 2011 when they beat Marine City. First and 10 from the 40 of DeWitt. 3:40 to go in the third. The give is to Bowder around the left end. Bowder gets the corner. Bowder to the 36, and he's going to be wrestled out of bounds at the 35. That was Ruby wrestling him out of bounds. So a pickup of close to 5 for Danny.
Give Bowder now 6 carries for 117 yards, And, of course, one touchdown. Cole Hessian now 17 carries for 103 yards. And, again, we're talking about an 80-yard drive taking 6 minutes off the clock. They've moved the ball 45 yards, and they've taken 3 minutes off the clock.
This is the type of drive John Shillitoe wanted here with DeWitt having the momentum here. Second and five, Ducks from the 35. The give is up the middle of the post. Man, Grant is going to have a first down inside the 30, down to the 25. Boy, Grant Postma has been the third-string fullback this year behind Marcus Lambert and Nolan Rath, but in this state championship game, he is stepping forward, and he's doing a great job blocking, and he has two rushing touchdowns in this ballgame.
And a takeaway as well.
Right.
The seeds of this drive, Greg, as I see it right now, were planted in the first and second quarter when Zeeland West was pounding the ball. They had the time possession thing. They're wearing down the DeWitt defense, and it's starting to show in this drive.
Rinks takes, he puts it on his hip. He's going to run the bootleg. He makes one man miss. Now cuts back. Rinks to the 20. He's to the 15, the 10, the 5. He dives. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Casey Brinks, the sophomore on the bootleg, goes 25 yards to pay dirt.
Joshua Hanna, of DeWitt, now knows what Zach Van Valkenburg felt. Van Valkenburg had the running back for DeWitt in the backfield, let him go, and he scored the touchdown. This time it was Hanna who had the running back in the backfield, didn't miss it, and then watched the block. We're seeing the replay. Watched the block by Jordan Van Dort. That sprung the touchdown at about the 5.
Wow. And when Zeeland West absolutely needed to put together a drive here, they've done it, and now it's back to a two-score game with 2:57 to go in the third. They'll go for two. Rinks under center. Casey takes. He gives it off to Jash on the right side, and Nick's going to get taken down to the backfield. So they'll come up empty on the two-point conversion, but it's back to a 14-point lead for Zeeland West. It's the Ducks 34, DeWitt 20.
Let's take a 60-second timeout on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
An 80-yard drive by the Zeeland West Duck, capped off by Casey Brink's 25-yard run. It's now 34-20, Zeeland West with 2:57 to play. That last drive took 9 plays and, more importantly, 3 minutes and 53 seconds off the clock.
So with 2:57 to go in the third, DeWitt's got to work again. After making it a one-score game, it is a two-score game. And this time, Zeeland West earned that touchdown, basically grounded that one all the way to the end zone.
Lundin approaches the ball. The kick is away. And the Panthers are going to get a chance to return it. Trevino out to the 15. Trevino up the middle. He gets to the outside. Look out. Trevino to the 30. He's to the 40. Midfield. And he's going to be taken down out of bounds in Zeeland West territory at the 48-yard line. But a spectacular return by Nate Trevino, the 145-pound senior wide receiver. A 52-yard return.
Jason Tran saved the touchdown, playing the safety in that particular situation. Had the angle, forced the man out, but give full marks. The blocking was there. And a good kickoff returner will read the blocks and react quicker than the tacklers do.
They mark it right at midfield, so a 50-yard return. DeWitt has scored on the last two plays they've had the football. Johnson is in the gun, and he fakes the inside reverse, and he's going to keep it himself. Johnson gets into West territory inside the 45, down to the 43.
In two of those three touchdown plays, we're seeing tackles missed for Zeeland West.
Yeah, and that's something we're not used to seeing from the Ducks. Usually they wrap up very well, but they on the last couple of plays, they have struggled to wrap up on the ball carry. You got to be able to do that. Second and 4 to DeWitt from the 44 of Zeeland West. 2:15 clock running in the third. 34-20, Ducks in the lead. Johnson takes. He takes the handoff to Heinrichs. He's going to keep it himself. He gets inside the 40. He's going to have a first down to about the 38. And the ball pops out at the end of the play, but the play's dead. Mason Van Eichen on the stop for Zeeland West.
Maybe we shouldn't be so critical about these missed tackles and the like, because we're talking about 14 weeks.
Oh, my.
Of a long season. 16 weeks since they start first hitting pads. 4 months. I don't care if you are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, even 18. You know, you bash for 14 weeks. You're gonna feel it.
They go trips left, DeWitt does, on first and 10 from the Ducks 38. Johnson in the gun. They send the man in motion left to right. Johnson back to throw with time. He's going to air it out, and it is almost intercepted by Danny Bauder at the 5-yard line. It was underthrown. Johnson wanted Chris Ruby deep, but he underthrew him, and it was almost picked off.
And then it was almost caught by Ruby on the deflection, and we've seen a couple of those deflected passes, Hail Mary prayer touchdowns done by both Auburn and Nebraska this month in college football. This was almost the type of situation this time for DeWitt.
Yeah, again, Johnson came into the ballgame having thrown only one interception all year. He's been picked twice tonight. They go to the pistol this time with two backs in the backfield. Johnson back to throw, swings it out of the backfield. It is caught at the 38, down to the 36. And that was Ray Stein, the tight end, with the grab.
But give full marks to Cole Eschen. He fought off the block and made the tackle and kept him to only a 3-yard gain.
Trevino comes in as a slot receiver for the Panthers. Third and 7 from the 35. We are at a minute to play in the third. And this time they're going to go to an empty backfield, it looks like, with four receivers on the left. Three of them are tightly bunched in the slot on the left. And now it looks like DeWitt's going to take a timeout here. I think there was a little confusion about which play they wanted to run.
I was going to take – I didn't look at the last second. I've been explaining – excuse me a second. I've been explaining on our broadcast on the FM side. No, there is no play clock in high school football. However – you read the back judge, in this case, Sean Williams. When he puts the arm up, you have 10 seconds. When he starts doing the Sergeant Sacto salute from the five pumper from the chest,
right,
he counts down the last 5 seconds. That's your play clock, and that's what a quarterback needs to look at if you are needing to get the playoff before you get a delay of game.
And they just, DeWitt,
I didn't see it on this play, so maybe
right,
it might have.
But that's an important timeout. That leaves DeWitt with only two timeouts, and they're going to need those timeouts late in the ball game if they're trying to maybe potentially driving for a tying or go ahead score.
Still a 2-score game, and you still have 12 minutes and 50 seconds to do something about
right.
it.
Right.
Still within the realm, DeWitt needs to continue their urgency on these drives. This is 4-down situation right now for the Panthers.
3rd and 7 for the Panthers. They have it at the Zeeland West 35. Johnson in the gun with Heinrich off to his right. Johnson with time. Slant pattern. It is caught at the 27. Down to the 25. Down to the 22 is Justice Schenkel.
Good play by Schenkel. He sort of did a little move as if he was going to do a fly pattern. Made a quick stop. Forced Tran basically to go too far deep. Came back and got himself a first down. Very smart play there by Schenkel.
40 seconds left. The clock continuing to roll as new receivers check into the ball game for the Panthers. They'll go two receivers left, single receiver right. Heinrich lines up to the left of Johnson in the gun. Johnson takes back to throw. Got time. Down the middle. It is caught. No catch.
Incomplete.
It was intended for Raymond Stein down at the 2-yard line, and he looked like he took a pretty solid hit that time, and Grant Postma got the end of it. There is a flag back at the line of scrimmage, and this is going to be a holding call against DeWitt.
But what's also of more concern to Zeeland West is Postma was injured on that play as he broke up the pass play. A well-designed play, I thought, by DeWitt as Johnson. But he threw it a little bit behind his receiver, and that enabled Postma to make a defensive situation. But right now they're dealing with Postma's legs, and hopefully it's not a major lower body injury there for Grant Postma. But now we have had our second penalty of the game. And this one is, both of them, by the way, are against the DeWitt Panthers, and this is the first major penalty, a 10-yarder.
Postma was deep, was the safety on that play, but dropping back in coverage as well was Chris Ashford, the linebacker, and I have to wonder if Ashford inadvertently fell on Postma's leg during that collision there. Looks like Grant is up on his feet, and we'll see if he's able to walk off under his own power.
Recapping our scoring, Danny Barter, an 80-yard touchdown run. Cole Hessian, a 7-yard touchdown reception. Grant Postma has a touchdown run of 18 yards and of 12 yards. And Casey Brink, a 25-yard touchdown run, all for Zeeland West. And Jake Johnson has thrown 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Justice Shankle and 1 to Josh Porta. And Chris Ruby has also run for a touchdown for the DeWitt Panthers, who are trailing in this game 34-20 against Zeeland West.
Yeah, Postma is walking off under his own power, assisted by the athletic trainer Brindy Skinner. And but Grant is moving fairly slow right now, and hopefully he'll be able to return to the ball game. 21 seconds to go in the third. First down and 24 to go. The snap is bobbled by Johnson. He's going to fall on it.
Wise decision that time. Live to play another day on that one.
So a loss of about 6. So it's going to be 2nd and 29 now from the 40, and time's going to run out here in the third quarter. The Ducks are now 12 minutes away from a third state championship. At the end of 3, it's Zeeland West 34 and DeWitt 20. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.
Quarters in the book, and Zeeland West leads to win 34-20 with Greg Chandler and Chris Allen, our producer back in our studios. I'm Gary Stevens. Not only follow the game online at WHTC.com, but also follow us on Facebook at 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Tell us what you're thinking about the action so far, and we'll pass on some of those messages when we have time. And we have time, because we have 12 minutes to go, Greg, 34-20. Zeeland West with the lead, but DeWitt has been going backwards on this particular series of downs. The holding call really hurt them, and then the botch snap on this particular series of downs, 2nd and 29 at the 40. You don't try to get 29 yards in one play. You try to maybe get 15 or 20 and make it a workable third down.
Right, absolutely. You got to get it in chunks, or you can't try to get it all at one time here. So this is going to be a big play coming up here for the DeWitt Panthers as we start the fourth quarter. Ducks are working left to right across your radio dial. But 2nd and 29, the Panthers have it at the Zeeland West 40-yard line, and the Ducks, well, after DeWitt struck for a pair of scores in the third quarter, Zeeland West was able to put together an impressive 80-yard drive, capped off by Casey Brink's 25-yard run on a bootleg for the score, and that put the Ducks back up by 2 scores at 34-20.
We were talking about man of the match, or player of the game, as they call it in gridiron football. We will announce the Village Inn Pizza player of the game when our contest is over.
Right, so, and then it is the opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill on South Washington on Highland South Side.
So keep your dial tuned right here to 1450 WHTC and listen online at WHTC.com/listen live. All right, fourth quarter. Good long break, good 2-minute break for both teams. Really necessary, I think, more than anything else. Catch everybody's breath on both sides. But again, DeWitt needs to get 2 scores. They're down 34-20. Zeeland West trying to complete a 13-1 season and to win a Division III title, the first for a Division III ilk after 2 Division IV crowns in their history. DeWitt, try number 5 for its state title number 1, and they're undefeated at 13-0.
Here we go. 2 backs in the backfield with Jacob Johnson in the backfield. 2 receivers on the right, single receiver on the left. 4-man front for the Ducks. Johnson takes the handoff, steps back to throw, throws down the right sideline. He's got a man out there. He overthrows him. He wanted Forda down the right sideline, and he had his man beat, Gary.
But the thing is, in that particular situation, Zeeland West had it covered. I thought, well, if the throw was, it had to be a perfect throw for it to be a completion.
So now it's 3rd and 29. So we talked about getting yards in chunks. They decided to go for the home run ball that time, and they came up empty.
Total offense, 385 for Zeeland West, 337 for DeWitt. And again, turnovers been a big factor. 4 takeaways for Zeeland and 1 takeaway for DeWitt.
Johnson's got the football. He's back to throw. Now he is flushed out of the pocket. Rolls to his right. He's going to keep it, and he's going to take it out of bounds at the 43 as Zach Popham gave pursuit.
Had to make the best of a bad situation. Zeeland West knew that DeWitt had to throw on this situation, and we are going to see the punting game for the first time tonight, it looks like.
Yeah, it's 4th and 30 for the Panthers, and yes, we are going to see the punt team for the very first time tonight.
On either side.
Yeah. And in to punt the ball is Johnson, the quarterback. Let's keep an eye here and see.
But you don't want to play it that way when you have a 4th and 30.
High snap. Johnson with a good job to field, and he sends it down the middle of the field. Nobody is back deep. It hits at the 1, and it's going to sail into the end zone. So it's a touchback.
41-yard punt, 20 yards, 21 yards net. And discretion, better part of value. And Zeeland West, after a very long drive to get their last score on the board when they took the ball, 80 yards on 9 plays, taking 3:53 off the clock. You know, it is something right now where DeWitt has to get another 3 or 4 and out or a takeaway. They're down by 2 scores, not insurmountable, but they need to make a play defensively.
Marcus Lambert is back in at fullback, replacing the injured Grant Postman. The handoff on the right side to Hessian, and Cole gets wrestled down in the backfield as Zach Deek, the linebacker, tackled him from behind right at the line of scrimmage.
First time, or one of the few times tonight, I thought it was a slow-developing play, Greg, for the Zeeland West Ducks. More normally, they're a little bit quicker, but that was a very slow-developing play, and that enabled the defense of the Panthers to respond quickly.
Connor Grice also in on the snap. They'll give him about a half yard, so we'll call it 2nd and a long 9. The ball between the 20 and the 21 of the Ducks. Clock running, 11:08 left. Brinks brings him up. A.J. Tinhold over the football. 5-man front for the Panthers. And the give is to Bowder around the left side. Danny to the 20. Danny to the outside. Here we go. Bowder up the near sideline. He's to the 40. He's to midfield. Here he goes. And they're going to say he went out of bounds. Oh, boy, Bowder almost was off to the races again, but he stepped out of bounds at the DeWitt 47-yard line. It's a gain of 26, Gary.
What the doctor ordered for the Ducks. A good long run from Danny Bowder. And what I was going to note before Bowder's run was the fact that Brinks, very wisely, is looking at that back judge, and he snapped the ball with 4 seconds left on the play clock. And that's as important to Zeeland West about burning time as it is getting yardage.
It was Zamara that knocked Bowder out of bounds and prevented what would have been another long touchdown. 1st and 10 Ducks from the DeWitt 47. We got guys jumping all over the place. There were 3 guys that moved for DeWitt, and the question is, were they drawn off?
Nope. Not says line judge Dave Bumgart. He told referee Mike Wynn, move the ball back 5 yards to the right, which means Zeeland West moving from left to right here in the fourth quarter. Will have 1st and a fast 5 at the 42-yard line. And the penalties continue to match up for DeWitt. 3 penalties now for 24 yards and 1 major penalty out of those 3. Still, no penalties called against Zeeland West.
Casey Brinks brings him up to the line. 1st and 5 from the 42 of DeWitt. The give up the middle to Lambert. Marcus to the 40. He's got a 1st down at the 35. Marcus still on his feet. Down to the 33.
Good solid run for Marcus Lambert. He's playing because Cole Hesh, Grant Postuma cannot. Postuma trying to walk off the leg injury, and he's shaking his head saying, I don't know if I can do this. And so, indeed, Marcus Lambert's whose career has been, you know, has had its up and downs in Zeeland West because of injuries. This is time for him to shine.
They gave him to the 31 that time. A gain of 11 for Lambert. Trent Kujawa is now in at right half for the Ducks. Brink steps in behind A.J. Tinhull. 10:20, the clock running. Ducks by 14. Brinks takes, hands off right side to Hessian. Cole gets the corner turn, and he's going to lose yardage, it looks like. Maybe a half yard. Good job that time by Zamara and also Martinez breaking through that time and dropping Hessian right at the 31.
2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 34-20. DeWitt with the trailing Zeeland West. Under 10 minutes left, but the Ducks have the football at the 30-yard line. Interesting second down call here for the West Ducks. Do they continue to keep it on the ground, or do they maybe try to loosen up the DeWitt defense a little bit?
Let's see what happens. Two tight ends in the balance line, full house backfield. They give us to Lambert, and Marcus went nowhere. He got maybe a yard. Lambert was the leading runner for the Ducks last year. He had well over 1,500 yards last year. He's kind of taken a secondary role this year behind Danny Bauer, but he is still capable of breaking the big runs. 2 yards on the carry that time, down to the 29. Bauer is back in the ballgame for Kujawa. Casey Brinks gets the play from Coach John Shillitoe. 9:06 left to play. The clock continuing to roll. 3rd and 8 for the Ducks from their 29 of DeWitt.
Grant Postma's trying to get maybe a retape job to get that ankle going. He's giving it a go on the sideline.
They send Bowder in motion right to left. Let's keep an eye on a potential pass. The give is to, I believe that's Hessian on the carry, and Cole got down to the 25.
Well, it's 4 down territory for Zeeland West anyway, and that, you know, that's been their modus operandi throughout the year and throughout basically throughout John Gillado's tenure. So to a certain extent, yes, you don't get the first down on the third down try, but it's now 4th down and 4, still makeable. But right now, the key is don't give DeWitt that much time on the clock.
And the DeWitt defense was waving their arms there, igniting their fans, and the Zeeland West fans on this side making some noise as well. This is a big play here. 4th and 4, Ducks from the 25 of DeWitt. Brings under center. Guys jumped in there, but they get back. Oh, they throw the flag. This is going to be a first down for the Ducks. And the DeWitt linemen are arguing that they were drawn off, but 2 or 3 of the linemen bent for the snap count, and they jumped into the neutral zone. It's going to be first down Ducks at the 20.
4th penalty, all in the second half for DeWitt. 29 yards. 3 of them have been minor penalties, but this 3rd one has major implications. Instead of 4th and 4, it's 1st and 10 of the 20. Zeeland West can now wipe out another 2 minutes off the clock.
And Casey Brinks takes his own sweet time getting up to the line of scrimmage. He steps in behind Tinholt. 5-man front for the Panthers. They give it to Lambert up the middle. Marcus fights his way forward down close to the 15. So a pickup of 4 for Marcus.
Straight power football right now and trying to basically break the will of DeWitt. And Zeeland West has done a very nice job on this one right now. 6 plays, 60 yards already on this drive going in before that 4-yard
And more
run.
Importantly, Gary, they've taken up already over 4 minutes of the clock. We're down to 7:18 left. 2nd and 6, Ducks from the 16 of DeWitt.
34-20, Zeeland West leads DeWitt.
Brinks under center. Casey takes. Hands it off to... Brinks is going to keep it on the bootleg. He's at the 15, the 10. He's got a first down to the 7. He fakes the give to Hessian and then kept it himself on the bootleg around right end.
That time DeWitt did not bite on the Hessian run. They knew that he did not have the ball. But Brinks was able to create and get the first down on that run. And this is a very nice-looking drive right now for Zeeland West. And again, they're going to give up the ball. If they do, they'll give up the ball with less than half of the fourth quarter still to play.
We're down to 6:40 to go. 1st and goal to go, Ducks. They have it at the DeWitt 7. Kujawa is in it right half right now for Zeeland West. Brinks is under center. And we get a whistle, and the Ducks, I think, are going to take a timeout here.
John Shillitoe didn't like what he saw, and he'll take a timeout. He took early timeouts in the first half. Again, more than anything else, he just didn't like what he saw. And so he will step aside and talk things over. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop these youngsters into all-round healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website, MHSAA.com. Message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Station's Midwest Communications. With Greg Chandler, our producer, Chris Allen, I'm Gary Stevens. 6.5 to go in regulation time. Zeeland West 34, DeWitt 20. And not only follow us on the game here at 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, but also follow us on Facebook. Give us your thoughts and comments about the game on our Facebook page, 1450 WHTC, Allen's hometown station, and we'll pass it on to you. We'll have the Spectrum Health and Zeeland Community Hospital Pulse Game Show when we are done. I have the final numbers, and we'll also announce the Village and Pizza player of the game.
Now, the Ducks here have an opportunity to basically apply the knockout punch here with 6.5 minutes to go. It'd be very difficult for DeWitt to come back down from 3 scores if the Ducks can punch it in here.
However, keep in mind that even if they do punch it in here, the DeWitt offense has shown the capability, quick strike, quick passing capability, that it could cause problems for the Ducks defensively. However, with 6.5 to go, 34-20, I think John Shillitoe likes the way situation his team is in right now.
Well, if you talk to the coaches before the ball game and ask what would you like your situation to be at this point, I think he'll gladly take being up by 14 points and an opportunity to possibly go up by more here with a little more than 6 minutes left. Again, the Ducks with a big edge in time of possession. They now have 448 yards total offense for the ball game, over 400 on the ground alone.
8-play, 73-yard drive. It's taken 5:11 off the clock for them, Greg.
Casey Brinks under center. He's got a full house backfield and two tight ends of the balance line. Five-man front for DeWitt. Brinks is going to keep it. And he gets a yard, maybe two, but no more than that. He faked the give to Lambert and then kept it himself up the middle. And there are about five guys in there. Brandon Martinez, the sophomore defensive lineman, 5'10", 252, and Zach Deke, the linebacker, also in there as well. And Casey Brinks has got to fix his shoulder pads now as he comes back to the huddle. Bowder comes in from the sideline with the play. They mark it just inside the six. Second and goal to go. The clock continuing to roll. 5:55 to go. 34-20, Zeeland West in the lead. Brinks comes up behind center. Casey takes, gives it to Bowder around the left side. Bowder tries to get to the outside. Now he cuts back, and he's going to be taken down for a loss back to the nine. Well, well defended by the Panthers that time. Deke was there. Adam McCarthy was there. So was Connor Grice. They strung that play out beautifully.
And the thing that Danny Bowder will see in that play next week or so when they look at the films of this game is that he had to make a decision, and he had to stay with that decision. Either take it outside or take it back inside. Once he hesitated, he was lost.
Third and goal.
Third and goal to go at the 10 of DeWitt. We're down to 5 minutes to play. Brinks is under center. They'll send Hessian out of the backfield in motion. Brinks rolls out to his right. Rolling, throwing, got a receiver, and it's incomplete. He wanted Hessian down at the two, and it was a little far in front of Cole.
A little bit of a rollout action there. Brinks hadn't thrown a pass in the second half, and maybe they were asking a little bit too much of this. Fourth down and goal from the 10. Again, though, even if they don't score, they give DeWitt the ball with less than 5 minutes to go. Still time to work with it, but it's going to be the long field, at least the first go-around. They'll have to move the ball about 90 yards.
Absolutely, and this has been an absolutely huge drive, whether this results in points or not, yet with all the time, the Ducks have been able to take off the clock. Fourth and goal from the DeWitt 10-yard line. Straight to the formation. Brinks is under center. Casey takes, and he's going to roll out to his right. Brinks is going to keep it, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 8. The ball popped loose at the end of the play, but it's not going to matter. DeWitt's going to get the football back.
He should be down by contact, but it'll be a hold on downs. And the clock is going to be the key factor. 4:41 left. Zeeland West 34, DeWitt 20. The door has not been slammed shut by the Ducks. However, the task facing the Panthers is a daunting one. Get two scores in four-plus minutes and keep Zeelan West from touching the ball again.
And you got a 94-yard field to get that first score because you got the ball on your own six-yard line. So the Panthers have some serious work to do. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Johnson's in the gun. He takes the snap. He'll throw a slant pattern. It is caught at the 10. He breaks the tackle. He's up the near sideline. He's to the 20, out to the 25-yard line. And that was Shankle on the catch. And Justice is able to pick up the first down. Pick up of about 19.
Danny Powder tried to go for the interception, didn't do it, and created a extra yardage situation for DeWitt. Panthers have an offense to be able to cover long distances in short times.
Two receivers on the left, single receiver right. Johnson back to throw, rolls out, throws. He's got a man wide open. It's boarded down the sideline. He's to the 30. He's going to score. Touchdown DeWitt.
A blown assignment, plain and simple, Greg. Blown assignment. The man was wide open about the 45 on the left sideline, and DeWitt gets the score they need, and they do so, frankly, they do so in 16 seconds. They couldn't have asked for a better way of doing it.
Yeah, that is absolutely the way you draw it up. And now this is a big extra point here by West. He can make it a 7-point game with this conversion. But as you said, Gary, we got a one-score game right now. And the quick strike offense for the DeWitt Panthers strikes again. West's kick is on the way. It is good. 4:25 to go at Ford Field. And it is getting nervous time. It is the Ducks 34 and DeWitt 27.
Let's pause for a 60-second timeout on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
A 94-yard, two-play, 16-second drive for DeWitt, and the Panthers have pulled it within 7 of Zeelan West with 4:25 left in regulation, 34-27 Ducks. And, boy, oh, boy, the DeWitt Panthers have shown me something in the second half. There's no reason why they're not a 13-0 ball club.
Now, Greg Channel, I'm going to ask you this because you did the game earlier this year. Zeelan West's only loss of the season came against Zeelan East in Zeelan Stadium, second week of the campaign. Zeelan East has the reputation of being a quick strike team. Are we seeing some of the defensive breakdowns tonight?
Absolutely.
That we saw in the Zeelan East game?
Absolutely. Yeah, Corey Wester had some big plays, and one of them was in the passing game. And that actually led to a touchdown with about 2 minutes to go in that contest that got the Chicks even with the Ducks. And, I've seen a lot of the same things happen here in this second half with the Ducks defense that happened in that first ball game with the Chicks.
Each team, by the way, Greg, has two timeouts remaining. So DeWitt does not necessarily have to pooch it. But outside of the first series of the second half, they have shown an inability to get Zeelan off the field in three or four and out.
Cameron West approaches the ball. The kick is going to be deep, and this is going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Ducks will get it at their 20. 4:25 to go. They lead 34-27, trying to hang on to win their third state title in school history.
So far, Zeelan West has responded to every challenge DeWitt has thrown at him. Here's another one. Can they be able to keep the ball and keep DeWitt from getting the ball back? Frankly, Zeelan West cannot afford to see DeWitt get the ball back again.
Absolutely
tonight.
Not. They've got to get some first downs here. Here we go. Straight tee the formation. Brinks looks over a five-man front for the Panthers. Casey takes, hands off to Hessian, and Cole is out close to the 25. Actually, I think he did get to the 25. Cole Hessian has gone over 100 yards rushing. Both he and Bounder are over the 100-yard mark for this ball game. Pickup of 5, and the clock, actually, did DeWitt take a timeout? No, the clock is continuing to run. 4 minutes left.
Now we will see a timeout. Whistle blows, and that's because DeWitt player And that is starting linebacker Zachary Deek has to need medical attention.
Second time he's been shaken up in this ballgame. He was shaken up.
It's the left shoulder right now, and he's not feeling. He's got a stinger there, I'm afraid.
Yeah, he was shaken up in the first quarter of this ballgame. So it'll be second and five for the Ducks. They have it at their 25. The clock is stopped for now at 4:04 left to go. Again, each team with two timeouts. Now they wind the clock back up. Ducks by 7, 34-27.
Bowder, 8 carries, 144 yards and a touchdown. Hessian, 21 carries, 113 yards.
Casey Brink steps in behind center. Brink hands it off to Hessian, and Cole fights his way forward. He's going to be close to a first down at about the 30. And we have an injured DeWitt player.
That's another injured player, and that is Joshua Hanna, who's been a stalwart on the line tonight for the Panthers. And let's just say right now the medicos from Panthers have been far more busier than the ones for the Zealand West.
They marked it just shy of the 30, Gary, so it's going to be third and less than a yard when we return to action with 3:34 left to go. 34-27, Zealand West in the lead. But I got a feeling that Hessian carried the ball the first two times on this series. I have a feeling they're going to go back to number 22 again here in this third down situation.
Why not?
He's been so reliable during this postseason run.
Why not? Let's get a look at some of the numbers. Danny Bowder, 8 carries, 144 yards and a touchdown. Cole Hessian, 22 carries, 117 yards. Grant Postema, who's on the sidelines, probably will not see any more action in this game. 6 carries, 71 yards and 2 touchdowns. Casey Brinks, 10 carries, 60 yards and a touchdown. In all, Zealand West, 423 yards on the ground. But Jake Johnson, 15 of 24 for 289 yards, 3 touchdowns and 2 picks. And so basically the right arm of Johnson has almost overcome the legs of Zealand West.
Well, and the thing is about this DeWitt team, so many of their outstanding players are juniors. This is a team that is going to be a favorite next year in the playoffs. They're going to get Johnson back, and they're providing assistance to Josh Hanna right now as he is walking very slowly off the field.
Well, safety is the important thing in this particular juncture. Yes, you know, that John Schiller would love to keep the clock running, but especially in high school football, the safety of the players paramount.
Absolutely.
Above anything else. And for the most part, high school players, they're not going to do any simulations. They're not going to try to fake an injury just to stop the clock. They play with a lot more class than that.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a big loss, by the way, with Joshua Hanna sitting down and needing assistance. We'll see if they go after his replacement, Zealand West, on this next running play.
Well, fans are standing here at Ford Field. It's third and a yard for the Ducks from their 29. 3:16, the clock running. Brinks under center. Casey takes, gives it off to Hessian, and Cole's going to have the first down out to the 31, maybe the 32. So they get the first down, and they're going to be able to take some more time off the clock.
About 90 seconds will be wiped out unless DeWitt starts burning timeouts. They only have 2 remaining. Keep that in mind with a 34-27 Zealand West lead and 3:06 left to go first. Fourth quarter.
I have to wonder if Rob Zimmerman's thinking on that DeWitt sideline there. Hey, I may want to start burning my 2 timeouts here, but let's see what happens on this next play. Ducks have it first and 10, just shy of their 32. 2:50 left. 34-27 Ducks. Brinks take. And Brinks is going to keep it. He's in the 35, and he's out to the 37.
I think if Casey Brinks, in a normal situation, would have probably cut that to the outside and gone out of bounds maybe a couple more yards. He cut it back inside, well aware that the clock is the biggest enemy of Zealand West right now. Kept it inside, kept the clock running. This play will be snapped with about 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Pick up a 5, second and a long 4 for the Ducks, just shy of their 38. 2:13, 2:12 left, Hindle over the football. Brink steps in behind him. Brink Hands it off to Hessian, and Cole gets close to the 40, but no further.
And here's the first of the two timeouts right now for DeWitt, making this next two plays. I don't know whether or not Zealand West will punt in this situation if they don't get it.
The irony here is that the punter is Grant Postma, and he's hurt.
Well, he's standing on the sidelines. He's walking around. To me, he could possibly be used in a punting situation, even though he's not 100%, and it might be an ankle injury. We can't know for certain right now. But again, that question becomes an academic one if Zealand West gets two more yards on this next play.
Yeah, the ball is at the Zealand West, just shy of the Zealand West 40-yard line. The first down marker is at the 42. So it's third and a long two, a short three. And if they get the first down here, that is going to really put Zealand West in very, very good shape.
Third down and two from the 40. 2 minutes left, 2:01 exactly. Zealand West 34, DeWitt 27. Zealand West moving left to right. They have the ball on the right hash mark. Greg, get us through.
Now Casey Brinks is huddled up at about the 33-yard line with his team. They want to get one more first down to potentially slam the door on this ball game. Here we go. Gurink is in the ball game at right half for the Ducks. And Gurink gets the handoff. He's going to have the first down to the 44. Dakota Gurink, the sophomore backup running back, got the handoff, took it up the middle, and he gets the first down.
Young legs, fresh legs. So was that a difference there? And again, a key aspect of the wing T offense is trap blocking. You get good trap blocking, you're going to have a very successful wing T offense. We saw it on that play. Great trap blocking by the front line of Zealand West.
And 1:43 left. The Panthers have only one timeout left. Brinks is going to take his time up to the line. Ball at the 45. The give is to Hessian. And Cole gets to the 47. We may see DeWitt eat their last timeout here. They do with 1:30 left.
The but way it, that this game can go, Greg, is this. By calling that timeout, they basically forced Zealand West to get the first down. If they don't, there will be probably time on the clock.
But I'm just trying to I'm trying to do some quick math here. If they do, they're probably like about 10 seconds left because West could run two plays here and basically milk that play clock. And if DeWitt is able to get the ball back at all, it will be with very, very little time left. 1:30 left to go here at Ford Field, 34-27, Zealand West ahead of DeWitt. They just picked up a big first down a moment ago. It's second and nine. They have it just shy of their 47-yard line.
Keep in mind that we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. We'll break down the numbers. Also have the Village Inn Pizza player of the game, and you'll want to stay tuned for that.
Well, the Ducks went all the way in 2006, shutting out Coopersville 21-0 in the state final. They beat Marine City 45-7 in 2011 for the Division IV title. And now they're 90 seconds away for taking the hardware back to Zealand. The give is to Gurink. Dakota is out close to midfield. They stop him at the 49. DeWitt cannot stop the clock. They unpile 120, 119, 118 next. The next snap is going to come with less than a minute to go.
Ball is marked ready for play at 112. So we have 30 seconds to deal with it.
Brinks jogs back to the huddle after getting the play from the veteran coach, John Shillitoe. 1 minute exactly to play. Third and six Ducks from their 49. And Casey Brinks strolling up to the line.
And now Shillitoe will call timeout. He didn't like what he saw. So he will take the timeout, and instead of making a mistake, he'll burn one up right now. 48 seconds left. So basically, to a certain extent, they milk the clock here.
Right.
Still, DeWitt has a little door opening left.
Right, but DeWitt has absolutely got to stop the Ducks on this play here. And you figure maybe 7 or 8 seconds will come off this play. Then you add another 30 seconds. So there's probably going to be about 10 seconds left before you get a fourth down situation. The Ducks offense huddled around Coach John Shillitoe. They break out of the huddle.
Again, the clock is as much the enemy as the DeWitt Panthers for the Zeeland West Ducks. They lead 34-27, 48 seconds left. DeWitt without a timeout. Zeeland West has one timeout remaining in this Division III championship game. A great way to end what has been a great weekend of football action here at Ford Field. It began Thursday afternoon with the Lions win. It's continued with what will be 8 very good games in the state high school tournament.
We have had some great games in this tournament, no doubt about that. And West Michigan has been well represented. Grand Rapids West Catholic winning the Division 5 championship. Muskegon Catholic Center winning the Division 8 championship. Muskegon and Grand Rapids South Christian putting up great efforts and losing efforts. Here we go. 3rd and 6 for the Ducks from their 49. Brinks under center. Brinks hands it off to Hessian. Hessian trying to get around the right side. And stays on his feet, and they wrestle him out of bounds.
And they stop the
clock.
Oh,
my goodness, they wrestle him out of bounds. And the worst possible scenario happened for the Ducks that time. The Panthers were able to wrestle Cole Hessian out of bounds, but the clock stops with 42 seconds left.
Smart play. Hessian tried to keep going, but it was 2 or 3 Panthers against Hessian. And their strength, 2 or 3, basically forced Cole to go out of bounds against his will.
And now it's 4th down, and now you got a situation. You've got an injured punter. The Ducks are going to go for it. 4th and 7 from their 49. 42 seconds. The clock is stopped right now. Here we go. Brinks under center. He's going to send Kajawa in motion to the left. And now Zeeland West will take a timeout.
He was hoping, John Shillitoe was, that he could be able to take advantage once again of the Panthers' antsiness on the line. They've had a couple of offsides, including one in a very crucial situation. They did not. So we are out of timeouts. The boys will decide it on the field. 42 seconds left. Zeeland West 34, DeWitt 27. DeWitt has made a valiant comeback with a strong second half after Zeeland West pretty much dominated the play in the opening 24 minutes. John Shillitoe trying to get his 3rd state title with Zeeland West. He's been 4 times into the finals. He lost once while guiding the East Kentwood Falcons.
I see Grant Postma on the sideline there. Remember, he was shaken up earlier in this 4th quarter. But he's the punter for the Ducks.
And he's basically playing, he's got a little bit of a gimpy left leg.
But they are going to punt, it looks like.
Postma's just walking very slowly. And we'll see if DeWitt will put heavy pressure on or will he set up a return.
They got Trevino back at the 10-yard line awaiting the kick. Postma stands at his 40 awaiting the snap. This is the first punt of the ball game for the Ducks. Lambert with the long snap. The kick is nearly blocked. Oh, they ran into the kicker. It's going to be a penalty on DeWitt. Postma was knocked down after he kicked the football. It's going to be a penalty against DeWitt. Will that be enough to give him the first down, though? And Postma is limping as he comes off the field.
He had his right ankle taped earlier.
Personal foul. It's a personal foul. It's going to be a first down for Zeeland West. Ben Heinrich went for the block. He came up empty and he ran into Grant Postma. They call a personal foul. It's going to be first down Ducks. And Zeeland West should be able to take a knee and walk out of here with a state championship.
Mike Wynn made the call, the referee. He saw the play cleanly in front of him. Postma had problems handling the snap, but he did not drop the snap. And the ball was delivered away without it being touched. And the unlucky DeWitt Panther is Ben Heinrichs.
Yeah, Ben Heinrichs has had a great year running the football, and he went for the block, and he did what he had to do, and he almost got there, but in the process, he ran into the kicker. Casey Brinks is going to step under center one final time this season. He drops to a knee. DeWitt cannot stop the clock. The Ducks dynasty continues. Zealand West, for the third time in 9 years, is going to walk out of Ford Field with a state championship. The Ducks begin to celebrate. Hugs all around. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 8. What a ball game this was. DeWitt made a valiant effort in the second half, but the Zealand West Ducks have won the state Division III championship. The final, Zealand West 34, the DeWitt Panthers 27. The two teams shake hands, and what a spectacular display of football between these two great football programs. The Ducks will finish 13-1. DeWitt will end up 13-1. And DeWitt, on their fifth try, still empty, still looking for that first state championship.
We will have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show next on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.